A light council agenda included public comments from Shannon Miranda of Miranda's Rescue, who voiced his frustration trying to work with the city. Rio Dell stopped working with Miranda's Rescue officially in 2013 when the city cited increasing costs as unreasonable in their view. The city began working with the Fortuna Police Department, where the city would drop off stray animals, and if the owner wasn't located, then Fortuna would turn the animal over to Miranda's Rescue. This worked out well financially for the city, who only paid a total of $8,000 to Fortuna PD for 40 dogs from November 2014 through November 2015. The city has only budgeted $6,500 for animal control throughout fiscal year 2015-2016. Due to the unreimbursed costs of caring for animals from Rio Dell and the lack of an agreement with the city, Miranda's Rescue stopped accepting animals that come from the city entirely. Shannon Miranda addressed the council about the ongoing problem.
You guys, I'm just really frustrated. No phone calls. I don't know if Fortuna still has the two dogs that have been left there. Graham was supposed to pick them up a week ago. I've got the stats here from the animals that were taken from the city. Ironically now, being I'm not taking animals from the city of Rio Dell, there's no animals coming out of the city. For the last 3 months, it doesn't happen. Dogs, I know dogs that have come out of the city, they're driving to my place. People are livid with me, peeling out, screaming, yelling because I won't take them to bring them back to the city. They can't go to Fortuna. Nothing's happening. It's the same concern I had last time. I called and left a message. I was supposed to get a phone call to have a meeting. I'm not trying to be impossible, but I am not allowing 20 years of my work out of a city. You guys don't have an animal control.
City Manager Kyle Knopp was instructed to report back to the council at the next meeting on progress at resolving the issue. In a public record request submitted by this reporter in November 2015, Knopp reported at that time the city was not pursuing any agreement with Miranda's Rescue. The council then had a presentation by Rebecca Crow of GHD for engineering services with the city. GHD has been the contracted city engineer for many years, and they continue to work on city projects. The $1.2 million Metropolitan Wells project is projected to be completed by October 2016. Now that the city has significantly increased the water rates, they will be applying for more funding to complete water infrastructure projects, such as the infiltration gallery extension, replacement of piping and water meters, and replacement of the water tank at Painter Street. The council approved a $2,000 allocation from the transient occupancy taxes to the Rio Dell Scotia Chamber of Commerce for economic development. They will be discussing ongoing funding to the chamber during their next round of budget negotiations. The Rio Dell Planning Commission will be debating the proposed medical marijuana ordinances at their next meeting on Tuesday, January 26th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Fortuna and Eureka have both chosen to ban commercial medical marijuana-related businesses entirely. The staff recommendations to the Planning Commission are to approve the ordinances that would allow for city control over an industry that is already going on behind closed doors. The proposed ordinance that will be debated is available from the city or online at theriodelltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodelltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.